Good morning, everyone. This is hopefully a quick demonstration of the Freestyle Libre app. The Freestyle Libre 2 and 3 are not yet approved with app use for us. So this is just an update on the first version.
Libre link.
I'm going to go and open
it.
Double
tap to open. Libre link. Slider menu icon.
Okay, the first thing you're going to see is slider menu icon, and I'll flick to the rest.
Sensor icon. Button. Check glucose. Button. Sensor ends in 14 days. Sensor ends in 14 days.
So the other three are sensor icon, check glucose, and sensor ends in 14 days. I'm going to flick to sensor.
Check glucose.
Button. Check glucose. And I'm going to double tap on that.
Ready to scan.
Now it says ready to scan, but if I flick to the right, it will give me some directions.
Hold the top of your iPhone near the sensor. Cancel. Button.
So I can either take those directions, hold the top of the iPhone near my sensor, or I can cancel. And I know to
hold the top of your iPhone near the sensor.
The top of the iPhone near the sensor.
Ready to scan.
So I'm going to do ready to scan, and I'm going to scan. And you hear a blip, blip noise.
138 milligrams per deciliter and
back
rising.
Button.
Do a back glucose test before making treatment decisions.
And it tells me that it's 138 milligrams and rising. Do a blood glucose test before making any decisions. That's the non-voiceover voice.
Back
but
arrow.
I'm
button.
Going
back.
To...
My glucose. Heading. Sensor icon. Button. 138.
Keep going past these readings.
Non-actionable. MG/DL.
It says non-actionable. It gives me the milligrams and deciliters.
Button.
And then a button. And I'm going to double tap on this button, which is not labeled. But what it is it's a button that will allow me to put a note into my app. There are several choices here. I will flick through them.
MG/DL. Text field. Comments. Exercise. Long-acting insulin. Rapid acting insulin. Food. MG/DL. Saturday, June 12th, 11:35 a.m. 138.
So you see everything. You see the time. You see the MGDL, the 138. And I'm going to choose to tap on food and write a note. And there's a reason I'm going to do it this way.
Saturday, MG/DL, food.
Double tap on food. Now I see
meal,
servings of carbs,
text field, double tap to edit,
and then a double tap text field that I can edit.
Rapid acting insulin, long acting insulin.
There's also rapid acting, long acting,
exercise, comments,
and comments. Now, most of the time, I just put my comments in note, but for demonstration purposes, I am going to
rapid acting insulin text field servings of carbs meal food.
I've already double tapped on food. Now I'm going to double tap on meal.
Meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
And I have discovered that there are buttons and each of them is for a meal. So I'm going to go to the first one.
Button.
The second one.
Button.
And that should be lunch.
Serving lunch. Servings of carbs.
Servings of carbs.
Text field. Double tap to edit.
And I'm going to double tap in the text field.
It text field is editing. Word mode. Insertion point at start. 8, 5, 2, 2.
And I'm going to put a 2 in there.
Rapid acting insulin.
And actually.
Long acting insulin. Exercise. Comments. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Then
the to access misspelled
I'm
words.
Going to go to the comments and put.
Insertion point at end. Text field is editing.
Blood sugar taken just after eating a lunch meal of protein and 2 carbs.
Inserted blood sugar taken just after eating a lunch meal of protein and 2 carbs. Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
And there's a cancel
toolbar.
And a done.
Done. Done. Toolbar.
And I
done.
Will
button.
Double tap on the done. There's a toolbar, but that never helps us any.
Exercise. Text field. Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
Okay. Now, I may or may not be able to back out of this, which is why I don't generally write a note this way, although I will tell you it's kind of nice to be able to do that and having discovered this.
Sensor icon. Button. My glucose. Heading. back arrow, button, back, back arrow, button, back.
I can now do a back arrow.
Back arrow.
And if I do the back arrow.
Back arrow. Slider menu icon, button, menu.
It does a very nice thing, and it takes me to the menu. Now, the nice thing about that is I want to write another note. And this is where knowing how to get into the notes the way that I normally do it is a good thing. So I'm going to double tap on the menu.
Slider menu icon, button, menu.
Slider menu.
Slider menu icon, menu. Sensor icon, button, Shanette Q-dash.
And you see sensor icon and then my name and then home.
Image, home, a blue logbook.
And then logbook. And just for information's sake, there are other things in this menu.
Image, a gray logo on a white, reports.
Reports.
Daily patterns.
Daily patterns.
Image, and time and target.
Time and target.
Image, low glucose events.
Low glucose image. Events.
Average glucose.
Average glucose.
Image, daily graph.
Daily graph.
Image, sensor usage.
And sensor image. Usage.
Image, sensor, image.
So
daily graph,
I
image.
Will
average image. Low
go back
image.
To logbook.
Image, and daily patterns, reports. Image, a great logbook.
Because if I go to logbook, I've done several other glucose readings today, and I can go to the one I want by flicking to the right.
104 mg/147 mg/dl.
Okay, this one I did at 7 a.m. Eastern time, and I want to write a note here, so I'm going to double tap on it.
147 hashtag FFBC00. Trend arrow underscore going high. Image. No description available.
And it tells me my trend arrow.
Saturday, June 12th.
And the
7 a.m.
date and the time.
Mg/dl.
And the milligrams deciliters.
7 a.m. Heading. Edit icon larger. Button. Breakfast. 2 SVG.
And it tells me that I had 2 carbs.
7 a.m.
And this one will
Saturday,
not let me write a note in it,
hashtag
so I'm going to pick a different one. And that's the reason I don't always use the food one, and sometimes I just do the comments. Because sometimes if you've put in the carbs, then you can't add additional information. So I'm going to go.
Heading. Back arrow. Button. Back. Back arrow.
Back arrow in my logbook.
BGM drop plus. Button. Edit icon larger. But edit icon large. BGM 100 104 mg/dl.
And I'll do 104.
EDT label. Trend arrow underscore straight. Image. Right arrow. A green and black bar in front of a green background.
Trend arrow straight. That means it's basically like the
Saturday,
other one where
June 12,
it should be.
11:02 a.m. mg/dl. Empty list. Add note. Button.
Add note. Now I can add a note here.
Saturday. June mg/dl.
Time, MGDL, food, rapid acting insulin, all this
exercise.
Stuff.
Comments. Text field. Double tap to edit. Use
but
the
I'm
to
just
going to
write.
Words. Text field is editing. Word mode. Insertion point at start.
Taken blood sugar just before lunch, period.
Inserted taken blood sugar just before lunch.
On any that I select food. A sighted person may be able to see the notes, but I can't. But if I do this and I go back into it and I've only been in the comments field, I will see the note when I go back into it, which is why this is really the preferred way.
Cancel. Done.
So I'm going to do done. But that's dimmed, so I can't really do that. So I'm just going to go all the way back.
Text field. Comments. Exercise. Long acting and rapid acting and food.
2.
Mg/d. Saturday. 104. Add note. Add note. Heading.
Add note. And then I'm going to go to the top.
104. Add note. Heading. 11:44 a.m. 100. Food. 104.
Go back to the 104.
11. Add note. Heading. Add note. Heading. Add note. Heading.
And.
Add note. Heading. 11:45. Add rows 1 to 5 of 5.
When it gets really stubborn, then I just log out of the app. But in theory, what you're supposed to be able to do is go back to where it says menu and home and log out. Most of the time I get that to work, but every once in a while it gets funny. So I'm going to double tap on add note and see if it will let me go back that way.
11:45 a.m. Step 104. Add note. Add note.
And it's not
heading.
Going to do it, so I'm going to log out of the app.
Leave. Closing Libre link.
And
calendar.
I'm going
Libre
to go
link.
Back in.
Double tap to.
And now it's cleared itself. This is one of the problems. Every once in a while when you get out of notes, it will not clear itself. But if it does not, then you just do what I did and
slider menu icon,
go back
button,
to
menu.
Slider menu, and you can go in and do the next thing you want to do. If it works correctly, then I would go to slider menu and then home, and then it will get me out of there. But I'm going to show you now reports. Slider
menu icon, menu, sensor icon, button, Chanette Q dash, home.
Home.
Image, home, logbook.
Logbook,
image.
And
Atari
I want
reports.
Reports. So I'm going to double tap reports. On reports.
Daily patterns.
Daily patterns.
Not enough sensor data.
Not enough sensor data. That's because I just applied a new.
Daily patterns, button, sensor icon, button, reports, heading, reports,
sensor,
button.
So now I can go back to slider menu.
Slider menu icon.
And I'll go back to reports.
Heading.
And I will go to
sensor icon. Image. A blue time and target.
Time and target.
ABC. 1, 4, 1, 2.
So what this is
34%.
It's showing me averages for any three readings.
ABC greater than 240. 0%.
ABC greater than 240.
Target range, 100-140 milligrams slash DL.
It tells me my target range.
Data available for 9 of 14 days.
Data available for 9 of 14 range.
Horizontal scroll bar, 22 pages, 19 toolbar, button,
and
share.
A sighted person
data
could
target range,
scroll
one,
through
ABC, greater
22
than
pages.
1%. ABC, ABC, 1, ABC, 70, 99, 20%. ABC, 100140. 48%.
And it tells me the percentages as well. So now
slider,
I'll go out of this again.
Slider menu icon.
Easiest
button,
way
menu.
Is to go back to the slider menu.
Slider menu icon. Menu,
now I'll go
reports,
to reports
heading.
Again.
Reports. Sensor icon. Image. Low glucose events.
Low glucose events.
Bar chart. 8 data sets.
8 colon, data sets.
Zero, colon. 0. 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 Total events. 0. Data available for 2 of 7 days.
And it tells me that in this particular situation for 2 of 7 days, I have no low glucose events. But again, this is something that a sighted
bar,
person
pages,
can
adjustable.
Slide
up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
With the horizontal scroll bar, which as far as I know, does not.
28%, 18%, 8%.
Let's
toolbar,
see.
Button, information, selected, 7 days, button, 14 days, button, 30 days, 90 days, 90 days, button,
it will tell
four,
me
four,
how many days,
days
I've selected,
selected
it for.
Toolbar, inf- button, share, horizontal scroll bar, 22, data available for 75 of 90 days. Total events, 7.
That's new and better. I just scrolled up so that now I have 75 of 90 days, and it shows me I have 7 events of low glucose.
Colon, 1, colon, 0, colon, 0, colon, 0.
And it shows them on a graph, and
sensor
it numbers
icon,
them.
Button.
Now, I could go and go to 90 of 7 days, but since we know now that I can do that with the scroll bar, that's a good thing. Now I'm going to get out of this.
Slider menu icon, button, menu. Slider menu icon,
and
menu.
My last set of comments about this is, it's a good app, but it still needs some work. Now, it's more user-friendly than it used to be. Some of this stuff reads better than it used to, but they still have a long way to go. I still love the app. I can get minimal information out of it, and I am hooked up with my diabetic educator so that she can actually see this stuff that I can't. What we still cannot do with this app is see the kinds of reports that can be printed out, and we still cannot print them independently. But overall, it's better than it used to be. And that's my report on the Freestyle Libre.
Thanks for showing the logbook functions. I've been kind of negligent in using those. I share it. I have it hooked up to automatically upload and share it with my practitioners anyway, I think.
It's nice for when you want to make a note so that your practitioner can see it.
Because I know sometimes, I've wondered what that non-actionable means. I've seen it on a couple of my low glucose events.
To answer Dave's question, the non-actionable means that you are either below or above whatever the target rate is that you're, usually your certified diabetes educator or your physician put into the app when you set it up, unless you did, like, if your glucose, if your goals is say 90 to 130, if it gets below, like, usually 70, or it goes above, if your goal is 130, if it goes above like 150, 160, it'll say non-actionable. But usually that really happens when you're really low or really high.
Yeah.
So, okay, right. I guess that's what
you're out of the target range that was set on the app. And I think it lets you go 15 numbers below what your target rate is before it goes non-actionable.
The non-actionable is also, you'll see it sometimes if you don't have enough trend.
When you log in and you, under food, and you had one protein and two carbs, does it want to know like how many ounces, or is that irrelevant? It just wants to know carb versus?
No, it just wants to know, but I rarely use that feature because it's easier for people to see my notes and for me to be able to go back and refer to them. But Nina and I have both discovered that doing just the comments in the note is just as effective, because you can always say at lunch, 2 carbs, at dinner, 3 carbs. And some of the other data just blocks out what we can actually see if we want to go back and look at it.
I actually am pre-diabetic, whatever those numbers look like. Would this be helpful to monitor my own glucose numbers so I don't become diabetic? I mean,
only if you decide to pay for it, because if you're pre-diabetic, your insurance company is probably not going to authorize it.
Well, is it really helpful in understanding what's happening?
Honestly, I would say yes, but you would need to really examine the price point for you. The price point without insurance can be anywhere from $30 to $70 just for a sensor. And they only last for 14 days because you have to change the sensors every 14 days. So the sensor basically is about the size of a quarter. On the back of it, it has a needle which goes into your arm, and also some sticky stuff which helps the sensor stay on your arm for the required time period. The system for putting on, which I will not describe in detail, basically has 3 parts. There's the part that you have to attach to the sensor so that you can press it onto your skin, and the sensor itself, they kind of need to be put together. And the other piece is just a piece that houses everything until you're ready to use it. It's easy enough to do because you can line things up tactily. And once you learn how to do it, I mean, I can do it in a minute and a half. You just wipe off your arm, you take the paper off one piece, you attach that piece to another piece that you've unscrewed, and then you screw them together after you've lined them up, and you press the big piece on your arm and it's attached.
It's good in water up to 30 feet deep, so you don't have to worry about getting it wet.
Well, you have to be careful though, David, because you really can't get it very wet. And sure, they tell you you can take a shower, but they also tell you protect it. And I wouldn't recommend going into water up to 30 feet with it. I wouldn't even recommend going into a swimming pool with it.
Oh, really?
I've gone swimming with mine, and I've been wearing it for almost 3 years.
You have or you have not?
I have.
Some people sweat more than others and have a harder time keeping the sensor on. Some people need extra protection to keep it on. Whether you swim with it or whether you take a shower with it, with or without a protective covering, depends on you personally and your situation. I cover mine. I'm extremely cautious about it because I don't want to have to use the extra stuff. I have it, but some of it is harder to apply.
Someone asked if they could use this to like test trends and things for their, you know, their carbs or whatever. This is, as Jeanette just pointed out, this is really for checking glucose, and it's kind of expensive. There are lots of other apps, one of them being that My Fitness Pal, that might be a better choice, because that, if you put your foods in, it will calculate all your carbs and stuff and will give you warnings. And if you could set it up correctly, I believe it actually will interface with your Apple Health app. So there's other options. So if you want something that's, you know, less expensive or basically free, you can find other apps on the App Store for that kind of purpose.
Right. But those apps won't actually monitor you. They don't use sensor data. They just...
This is not monitoring at carbs, though. She's writing in what she thinks the carbs are. You know, the sensor is not doing carbs. All it is doing is blood sugar. So just be aware, when she put the two carbs in, she's actually writing it herself. So
because I calculated it.
Right.
Sensor didn't monitor it.
The sensor is not doing it. It's just in there. It's a place to put it, but it's not actually, you know, calculating it on a blood basis.
And I don't know of any Libre system that will monitor your carbs. But what this will do is, if you're taking your blood sugars and you know what your carbs are, you can track that data yourself.
Putting in a plug for MyFitnessPal, in terms of accessibility of a nutrition app, I think it's awesome. Yeah. It's really easy to use, fully accessible, easy to search and find food items if you want to track your food and your calories and and your nutrients and things like that. So just want to put a plug in for that. Good experience.
This is John. I totally agree. My wife also is involved with Weight Watchers, and what she has to do for that Weight Watchers app, I can do. You know, she'll take, you know, minutes, you know, 20 minutes to put in stuff. With that MyFitnessPal, you have that in seconds. I mean, it's incredibly easy.
Yep. And we've tested other apps, and we still keep coming back to MyFitnessPal as to date being the most accessible for being able to track. And you can even go back and look at stuff you've put in there.
Yeah.
When you take your glucose levels with the sensor, you know, say you probably do it, you know, whatever, every 3 or 4 times a day, does that app actually store all those values? And then you can go back and look at it, or your practitioner can go back and look at it?
Yes, I can see them for, I can't remember if it's 3 months or 6 months.
You know, she needs to take at least a reading every 8 hours. It's taking readings, is it every 8 minutes?
Yeah, somewhere
it's
in there.
3 minutes.
So oh, wow.
It's 3 minutes. So you're getting a lot of data. You're getting, it's continuous. So it's not, you know, you need to, basically every 8 hours, you need to dump the data into the app. But it's taking, you know, all those data points, so they get a nice, you know,
they can make a nice curve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you really know what's going on, and that's the big difference between that and all these finger pricks. You know, even if you did 4 finger pricks a day, which is a lot, you know, you're getting just 4 data points,
right.
as opposed to, you know, hundreds of data points.
If you had a high or a low event during the times by which you hadn't measured your sugar, would it alert you? Would the sensor alert you?
Not on this one.
No. That's
on version 2.
The next versions. Yeah, the next versions.
Okay.
On version 2, if it ever gets approved by the FDA, it has the alarm option.
Okay.
And there are times when I would love that option because do have lows. But what I tell people who use version 1 is, if you know you're somebody that sometimes gets lows, just check your sugars more often and you'll generally catch them. The only time you won't catch them is if you're somebody like, I know what I feel like when I'm going to have a low.
Yeah.
So I'll catch mine.
Yes, there's a competitor.
It's a Dexcon, David. I think it's Dexcon.
Yeah. That one does push. That one will push things to your phone.
But it's also a whole lot more expensive.
But it's a lot more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But if you needed it, that'd be the one you would go with if you really had those kinds of potential readings. But it's, you know, probably 4 or 5 times more expensive for a sensor.
The Dexcom was the first continuous glucose monitor that came out that visually impaired or blind people could actually use. And it's made to work with their pump as a closed loop system. But you can also just use the actual sensor without the pump. So that's why it has like the bells and the whistles, because it works with the pump. But as Jeanette was saying, the Libre sensor 2 and 3 both will have sensors, but they're approved in the UK right now about 6-7 months ago, maybe even 8 months at this point, and hopefully they'll get approved soon in the US, but it's pending FDA approval. I just wanted to say something to Joanne Becker, that she had asked a question, that you should work with your physician to find out if there are other methods to monitor yourself if you wanted to. If you're pre-diabetic, like, you might want to use, you know, the Prodigy Voice, where you do stick your finger, but if you do a finger stick like once a day, you could, or twice a day, you might be able to get a sense of, you know, where your sugars are. I don't think you would need this, which, as Jeanette said, goes continuously for 8 hours. And then every 8 hours, it has to be calibrated. Like, you have to take a reading. But if you took a reading like, you know, 3 hours and then another 3 hours, that's fine. But it's that you can't not take a reading within 8 hours. So it's basically made for somebody, they think, you get up in the morning, you know, and then if you weren't going to check yourself until dinner time or something, that's another 8 hours, and then 8 hours would be sleeping. But most people don't check themselves in those 8 hours, but that's how the calibration of the sensors work.
It gives you that feedback that you need to get a feel for, like, what food actually is bad for me, or what food should I not eat, or what can I get away with? You know,
exactly.
It's a feedback loop, which, you know, finger sticks, you know, even if you do it again 6 times a day, it's, you're still, oh God, you know,
it's still not a nice, still, you don't get that nice.
No,
you don't, practitioner, you don't, doesn't get the nice smooth data set because
and the other good thing about it too is if you're having a low and you wait, you know, 15-20 minutes and you're still low, you can keep checking like every 15 minutes.
Check every 10-15 you want to.
If you're pricking your finger, you don't want to keep doing that, because you don't want to waste your strips, because your insurance won't.
And the strips too, strips and lancets. Throw away a strip and a lancet with every prick, and it's no fun.
And it's discreet. I mean, you can, you know, Jeanette does it at the restaurant. You know,
that's
you
what I'm
about, you can do it anywhere. It's not too big a deal. Where if you're doing strips, I mean,
you gotta go to the restroom, you know.
I got blood all over the place.
So if I really don't want people to know, I'll put an earphone in and do it.
Oh, sure.
And then I'm done.
Just where if you have to, you know, your test kit with the strips and lancets, everybody knows.
I just wanted to add one thing to what Jeanette said as well. When she had showed you that when you were in time in range, how you were able to do 7, 15, 30, 60, 90 days. That's a great thing for you to use as a user and to read it. But when you go to see your doctor, just so that you know, they get the full data set that when you go, they print everything out. So theirs isn't just whatever you have it set on.
Oh, no, so, no, they get the whole, they get the raw.
This as well.
For anybody who's on Medicare, if you're doing finger sticks, you have to send in. And you can't send in your own reports. They will only accept them from your doctor. So right. I would literally, before I had this, have to bring my finger stick spreadsheets to my doctors. And at the time, it was Jocelyn. And then they would have to send them out.
Yeah, right.
And if they messed that up, then I would not get what I needed for my strips, even if I qualify. With this, I don't have to worry about it, as long as I'm, you know, you have to be within the 30, 60, or 90 days. You can't be like a week on, a week off, a week on, a week off. But as long as you're testing regularly and they don't see gaps, you're not going to have trouble.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jeanette. That was an excellent presentation.
Very nice. Thank you.
Good job, Jeanette.
Okay, does anybody else have any general questions or comments before? Okay, hearing nothing else, and I'd just like to thank everyone for coming, and everyone have a great afternoon. Enjoy your summer months.
Frank, before you end, if Jeff Thompson is on, if he could stay on with you and me, I just have to ask him a question.
Okay, you want me on as well? Yeah,
because we can have everyone leave and then I'll just explain something.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Have a good summer, everybody.
All right, have a good summer,
everybody.
I mean, other people can stay on. I just wanted to know, you said you sent out the link, the new link?
You said you
sent out the new link for the meeting because...
Well, you got it because you're on the meeting, so...
Well, I know, but Gretchen had sent me about, like, 5 text messages, so I sent it to him. Then she said she didn't get it. Then she sent me another email address that she sent it to. So I just want to know, did you get those other ones, or what happened, Jeffrey? I mean,
it's possible that they're not on the support list. If you forward me that email so I could get what address she wants to be on the support list, or they, and I'll send them an invite. Me and Jerry will check it out to make sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I want to know if he was still on, if he could answer the question to you. I don't know if he's on the support list.
Okay.
Okay.